This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Russell Simmons, a hip-hop impresario and owner of the Rush Card, a prepaid car company, was ordered to pay $13 million in fines and restitutions for a failure to allow customers access to their funds in 2015. Bosch, the auto parts manufacturer, will pay $327.5 million for its role in the VW emissions scandal. Over the weekend of airport protest on Trump's travel ban for certain Muslim countries, the ACLU raised $20 million. Some are organizing a protest for tax day in April to remind the nation that the president promised to release his tax returns and has now reneged. The Indian finance minister pledges to rid 50,000 Indian villages of poverty by 2019. About 125,000 Romanians protested against corruption in the capital in what observers call the largest demonstrations since the Cold War. Some 15.4 million U.S. consumers were victims of identity fraud in 2016, resulting in $16 billion in losses, up 18% from 2015. DOL workers are circulating their own dissent letter for a minimum of 200 signatures, protesting appointment of CEO of Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s based on his frequent labor violations. 3,000 security workers joined SEIU's United Service Workers West in what they call the largest success they've had in Silicon Valley, where these workers are employed. Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast said he wants to repeal the rarely enforced Johnson Amendment from the IRS that says that pastors who endorse candidates risk their tax-exempt status for their churches. 80% of Americans continue to believe it is inappropriate for a pastor to make an endorsement in a poll by a religious survey firm. Travis Kalanick, the CEO of Uber, the controversial ride-sharing company, resigned Trump's Economic Advisory Council under pressure from employees and the public over the immigration ban. To prevent people from urinating in the streets, Paris has installed a metallic box with a flower pot on top and wooden straw, which can be used for that purpose rather than the streets. And it's monitored by a computer so that when it's full, it can be turned into compost for public gardens and parks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.